Well, hello.
Well, hello.
I had this whole thing worked up. I was going to be real super serious this one.
Okay. Take two.
No, I mean, I was going to do that. It would have been... I was hoping it might be funny, but okay. That was probably funnier.
Do it.
Well, hello, and welcome to the 8th episode of the Steam-Powered Aerialcast. I'm your host, Brian, and I'm joined by
one of his wives.
My wife, number one wife, Tanya. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm lovely.
You are lovely. I just said that.
No, I'm not really. I'm fatter than I've ever been.
Well, we're older than we've ever been.
We're a lot of stuff that we've
ever been. Yep. And we're still in the camper. Today is the first day of April. Happy April Fool's Day. We have no jokes planned.
It might be the first day of April. But it's not, because we're not even planning on hosting this tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get something old.
This is the 8th. I actually looked it up before I started, because I have this habit of not knowing what episode, because we've been kind of stacking them up and stuff, so this will be the
8th. Lucky for us, because we got lazy last week.
We didn't do one. Yeah, both times, because I was lazy.
And, you know, this should be a very special episode.
Yeah, very special. Because
we should have so much more to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should just be overflowing with things. Yeah, so there's that.
Let's get right into the message. I will preach on.
Yeah, preach on, brother man. I ain't wanting any amens.
Hearing any amens.
That's
I ain't wanting any.
Yeah.
I know that thing by heart.
Yeah.
The drunk preacher. If you guys know me, you've heard the drunk preacher before. But anyway.
Yeah. I had a rant that I was saving for the podcast. Completely forgot it. Don't know what it was about.
You know what I've been saving for the podcast?
Well.
Forever.
What is it?
I've been saving this for the podcast. Partially because every time I do it, everybody laughs their ass off.
Oh, it's a bit.
And I always wonder, are they laughing because it's horrible? Are they laughing because it's that funny? Or are they just laughing because it's just odd to hear it come from a woman? But, as you know, I have a macho man, Randy Savage, impersonation. Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I do it, I got to get up here. I can't just lay back. I got to be...
Boy, it's good for video.
Gosh, this is going to be horrible, though, because I haven't done it in a while.
On cue?
I don't know if I can. But at least if we do it on here, because you know we'll listen to this later.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, oh, that's why they're laughing. You know? Yeah. I'll get to hear why everybody was laughing.
Right.
So let me see if I can do it. I can only say a couple what stuff I've heard him say. I couldn't carry on a conversation as him as I. Well, I mean, not that I can, period.
You need to turn around the girl real first. Slowly and then do your finger like this, because he always does his finger like this.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do anything extra with it. Okay. Right. Just got to stick with it. But I'll do like his thing when he always comes out. He introduces himself. He says, I'm the macho man. Okay. Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh yeah. Oh, and then I can't talk after I do it.
Yeah, I can understand how
so
you
that's
could.
My yeah, because it does something to my throat. But that's it. So now I get to be in on the joke.
His veins always kind of popped
did
out.
Did mine pop out? My face got really hot.
Yeah, I know. I thought you was going to need some medical attention there.
Or I guess still on the commode.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. Sideways action.
Speaking of, this is a cute little story. You've heard. Nobody else that's listening's heard.
Oh, okay.
But I have this friend from high school, and she was talking
about...
That's
what this reminds me of, yeah.
She was talking about... She's like at a family reunion or something, and her little boy was still like using diapers. And she said that she went to get him and she was trying to show him off. And she was saying, you know, tell these people hello. And he goes, hello. Because he was using his diapers.
Yeah, He's in the middle of something. Yeah, she interrupted him.
Hello.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Yeah. Well, see, and that, because see, it's your similar impersonation.
It's like those two go together.
Right. And just like my Brody yesterday, and I was doing my impersonation of Jackie Gleason. And you said, what are you doing? And I said, that's Jackie Gleason from The Honeymooners. And you said, it sounded like that duck from Nightmare Before Christmas. Because I did, and the it is. It's the same character. The Jack. I don't know why that sounds like Jackie
Gleason. It doesn't sound like Jackie.
just in my brain. Yeah. I didn't claim to have a good Jackie Gleason.
You don't have one.
How was my Art Carney?
I don't know. What part did he say?
He was. I don't know if I did a part of it. Yeah, I guess think I had you did. To. Hey, Remy, what? A string of. But yeah, so I don't think I had to.
Pelopanes.
Classic episode. You know, they only made 27 episodes until they found a bunch.
Can I tell another poop story?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's what we're all about. Keep us out of the dark zone.
Okay, I had to tell this one.
Well, it could be. Go ahead.
Our friend Marcia tells this story about that she used to train her son to go potty when he was little. By she would give him Reese's cups. So he would go poop and she would give him a Reese's cup when he came out.
Reward.
Yeah. Yes, that was his reward. So if she could get him to do it, he got a Reese's cup. Yeah. Okay, fast forward way into the future. He's an adult now and she was in her kitchen and she has like this little small half bath on the side of the kitchen, and she said that she was in there cooking one day, and he come out. He'd been in the bathroom a long time.
Right.
And he come out and he goes, Mom, do we have any Reese's cups? That is so awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Isn't that hysterical?
Yeah.
I said that funny, didn't I?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Hysterical?
Oh.
I fixed my pillow.
Yeah.
This is not a good thing to do on the podcast. Okay, I have something I want to talk about.
Okay.
It's what I put on the bulletin board.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, for some reason we've been doing a lot of, like, Willie Nelson just keeps popping up. Like, I watched a thing, was it that Good Morning Show or something? I don't know. It had Woody Harrelson on it, and I found out that he is Woody Harrelson's neighbor. And then he's on the new Lionel Richie, Tuskegee album.
Yeah.
Which, he's got a great song. It's awesome on there. He just keeps popping up for whatever reason. And so I started thinking about it. I was thinking, you know, neither one of us have ever smoked marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say we go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And we run into Willie Nelson. And we're so cool. He's, you know, obviously big fans of our podcast.
Does he live in Hawaii? I thought he lived in Texas.
He's in Hawaii.
Oh, cool.
He's next door neighbors.
Well, I didn't know where Woody lived.
Yeah.
And I'm not up on the Harrelsons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Is he married?
Woody Harrelson is sexy. No, he's
probably not married.
I never connect him with that sort of thing. But I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll look it up. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, it's not important.
Yeah.
The main island, Hawaii? Or
yeah. Uau. So we're on the island in Hawaii. We're vacationing.
Yeah.
And we run into Willie Nelson. And he's like, oh, my God, Brian and Tanya, I'm such big fans of your podcast. Why don't you come over to the house?
Of course.
And we'll go, oh, yeah. Sure. You're going to have Woody over? I mean, if you're going to have him over anyway,
Willie.
That's all right.
Willie Woody.
Yeah. Just go ahead. We'll be fine with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we
go
over.
We didn't have anything planned.
We're hanging out with him.
Right.
We've never smoked marijuana.
Right. That comes up in conversation.
Woody cracks out a big joint. Yeah. Is there a better word? Joint just sounds like you're not in touch. You're not in tune. What's something hip that somebody that really smoked pot?
Reefer.
Reefer.
Reefer. That's like the 50s. I'm just saying that.
Okay. Look. What? Spliff.
Spliff. A man. Spliff.
Yeah.
Some chronic.
Is that marijuana?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, chronic, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, he breaks out a joint.
Yeah.
And they light it up. And they naturally just hand it over to us.
Right.
I mean, because...
Yeah, you pass.
Puff, puff, puff. Who in the world thinks it 45 and 40, whatever you are. We've not already done that.
Puff, puff, pass.
Nobody would believe we had.
No. Nobody's believing this
do
now.
No, they're not. Do you do it?
If Willie Nelson offers it, I'm doing it.
I'm sucking the whole thing down.
Well, I don't Bogart it. The chronic. That's but not just good saying, etiquette.
If Willie Nelson wants to smoke marijuana with me, we'll smoke marijuana with him. I would probably choke to death.
Yeah.
I might die. Yeah. I probably would. What do you do? You get paranoid or whatever. Yeah. Sometimes people get paranoid. I'd probably do all the wrong stuff.
I'd do a line of crank. Whatever you up for, Willie.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I was just thinking really about that. I was just thinking, what if you know,
drink some battery acid? Let's do it. Let's
get wild. If you hang out with Willie Nelson, you are going to do it, right?
Yeah, right. It's Willie Nelson, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, we were just talking about.
No, sorry, Willie.
Because
don't do that.
This past week,
that is. Let me say this.
Yeah.
That is probably the only reason why I ever would smoke marijuana. Because at this point, it's really too late to go down that road.
Who cares, right?
But if Willie Nelson's the one offering,
right,
I'm on it. On it.
I got no time for new hobbies. I don't need a new hobby.
No. No. But that's the game changer.
Earl Scruggs died this week. And that's somebody I didn't get to see play. And we were just talking about... Mm-hmm. Somebody else that died and we didn't get to see.
Etta James.
We didn't get to see her play. Willie's another one. I know a lot of people have seen Willie. I've never seen Willie play.
Oh, gosh. We need to put that on our list.
Yeah. And he plays all the time. I mean, he used to, and Birdsong, in like the Memphis in May, and he always opens and closes with Whiskey River.
Damn it.
Gotta see him.
We gotta
see him.
We shouldn't be telling that. We should be ashamed. We should be ashamed. And then after the show,
that's when we'll, yeah. He'll be like, go, oh, yeah. Hey.
Ron and Tanya. Willie, you're so glad you listen.
Yeah. He's like, remember that time we were in Hawaii? And he's like, man, I gave y'all some of that mad chronic, that wicked Hawaiian chronic that's laced with ice. That's what they call crank over there. They call it ice.
I don't even know what any of the stuff is you're saying. Crank doesn't register.
I read it in a comic book that I gave away. I don't have that anymore.
Is that how you get your drug knowledge?
Yeah, I get
that in The Wire.
The Wire. And then it went off, so, you know.
Anything new,
right.
You're going to be out of touch on.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything I read in a comic book, I offer it up like it's true. So, most of the time it is. Sometimes it ain't. But, you know, you live and you learn. You just got to roll with it. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I just thought about that and I thought, we gotta talk about this. We gotta have the Willie Nelson is gonna offer us pot conversation.
What if it's just Woody?
Okay.
I don't trust him as much. I'm afraid he might. I'm afraid he might dip it in formaldehyde or something.
No.
Not Woody.
No,
He's straight up.
He's Mr. Organic.
All right.
Yeah, he's not going to do anything.
Oh, they did that on, was it 6 Feet Under?
I don't know.
Do you remember that show?
Yes, loved it.
I think they dipped joint in formaldehyde, and I think that was the thing.
Really?
You're
making stuff up.
That's on 6 Feet Under. You know. That's back before Dwight was Dwight.
He was the creepy guy that didn't send poop.
Yeah, that we thought sent poop in the mail, but it wasn't him. And I thought I'd never like him on The Office because he was so creepy on that. But now he's Dwight. He's
the creepiest looking person.
Yeah.
He's just the oddest bird.
Mm-hmm. Well, the second episode of Mad Men comes on tonight.
It's getting warm in the camper.
Yeah, open the windows. We need to turn the fan on.
Ooh, yeah. I'm hot.
Might hit a lick of air before we turn the... Turn the fan on.
I colored my hair today, so
you did. It is. It's a nice shade of blue.
Yeah, it is.
You'd look good with blue hair.
Yeah, When I get old, Tommy, I might go the blue route.
No, I just mean, well, I meant blue, like, you know.
Black blue.
Like Ramona Flowers in, mm-hmm. Yeah, Scott Pilgrim.
Blue tends to be one of my colors, even though I'm not a fan of blue, unless it's like a turquoise or a,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, that'd be good, man.
Our house is coming along.
Yeah, it's...
We have a kitchen with no sink. And we have floor all over the house. Our shower's pretty much done. It's, we can live in it. Mm-hmm. If they'd run the water and electricity.
Hook up the poo-poo pipe.
Yeah, put the toilet in. We can live in it.
When we're ready to go. Ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Yep.
What are you talking about? We would be. We are ready to roll.
Oh, yeah, we're ready. I was just talking about that. We, you know, we, the house sold on Halloween, and then the whole month of November we were getting ready to move. December, you know, so we've just been in a state of flux.
It didn't really set close, but we had the offer Halloween.
Right. But we, the whole month of November, we were moving.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, getting ready. Yeah. I was. You weren't.
You I was. Were, because I just didn't want to do anything till I had to.
Yeah.
And you were
ready to go.
Packing stuff up. That we never got. I'm glad you were in that state of mind.
Yeah, I would take a load ever so often.
I was not. I was like, once we start this, that's the road we're on.
Yeah, and it's been a long road.
I just wanted to be normal for as long as I could.
And we're still on that road.
I got a new car.
Yeah, did you know did. That? I think I heard something about that. Look, here's my, let me rant on this. Rogue. The last time I bought at a dealership was over 15 years ago, and it was like almost 20 years ago. I think 17, 18. Anyways, it took over 4 hours to get it done. And how long were we at the dealership yesterday?
You said four.
4 hours. And I even joked about it while I was there, and the car salesman was like, oh, no, things are much quicker now. Well, it still took 4 hours. I don't.
Yeah, but to be... The one thing was
they were really busy. They were. They were slammed.
They were selling the cars.
Yeah. They made a lot of money.
And we loved our finance guy.
And he was funny. He made fun of us, but made fun of where we were living.
He was so funny.
He said nobody that's not from Salina doesn't move to Salina. And he's right. That's true.
Nobody moves here unless they're from Salina.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it.
Because he asked me where I was from, and I said Overton County. And then... And you said you were from Salina. He's like, oh, yeah. I knew. Somebody had to be from Salina unless you're from Salina.
Yeah, and he said that you done threatened to leave me 3 or 4 times.
Oh, that's definitely so funny. He's a
fast talker.
He could crank it out.
We need him on the podcast. He'd make this funny.
We do.
I couldn't handle him, though.
We'd be laughing right now. We just sit back and let him go.
He's one of those people that I just sit back and smile as they bust my balls and make me look ridiculous.
Oh, and he's good at it.
Yeah.
He's funny.
I usually enjoy that.
He was a hoot. Getting your balls. Bust them.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
No. What else we did? We went and saw Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah, the drive-in, the T-ville drive-in.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, folks. If you're in this area, we'll say, the Upper Cumberland of Tennessee, and you're like, I want to go to the drive-in, let's go to Sparta. Sparta's big drive-in.
Don't go there.
No, go to T-ville. It's in Kentucky, which is Tompkinsville. It's, you know, it's a short drive. It's small screen.
It's not near as crowded.
But it's not near as crowded. There's
and
not...
It's not like it... When you go to Sparta to the drive-in, like, everybody's loud, obnoxious.
And they park the big vans up front where you can't see. It's like a giant field of 200 cars, so unless you get there. And then there's a playground full of meth-addicted kids.
Bouncing off the slide.
Yeah, meth babies. And so,
crack babies is what we call them.
Crack babies. So, there's no playground at T-ville. There's a cow pasture. you know?
Yeah. That's the worst thing is there's a road coming down behind the screen and you see cars coming at you every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. That, man, not too off. That's where I saw Star Wars, man. 1977.
Oh, my gosh. That thing's been around a while, hadn't it?
Did I tell that story on the podcast? Ranch dressing and all that? And...
I don't know. Ranch dressing. They had it in the 70s?
Yeah, that was the first time I had it. Remember in the camper?
People used to make it like with those little powder packs.
No, this Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, it may have been that.
Hidden Valley thing, and you get a bottle and dump it in.
I don't know if he made it or if I think he may have had it in a...
Oh, you did? You tell me that story.
Yeah, it was peppercorn or cucumber. Cucumber, that was the first time I'd had it, 1977.
If it was cucumber ranch, it probably came in a bottle.
It did. And we were at the, it was a little bottle, because the dude was living in a camper, Leon Watson. And, did we mention names on here?
Yeah, sure.
All right. And I don't even know if...
If you're going to talk bad about him, since he introduced you to your loving...
Ranch,
the love of your salad life.
And this is 1977, so
salad day.
This is, you know, I was 7 years old, so I don't know how well you can trust this memory, but... you know, I was with Dad. We went up to Leon's. He was living in a camper below the dam. And this is where
Was he living there or just camping? Are you sure about the living there? That's the fogginess.
I ain't even sure that's who this was. But this guy, he was in a camper and...
Leon Watson-ish.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, and he had TV. Had hooked up to cable, I don't think. But anyway, you can't really get a good signal here.
Lord,
but,
nobody in the 70s had anything but three channels.
Yeah. Well, it was three channels.
Well, four, because you probably got 13.
So maybe it did have a big long antenna. I don't know. But a commercial came on for Star Wars, and I was like, oh, I want to go see that. And you know, Dad took me to the drive-in, and we saw it. But the... Yeah, we had a ranch, and that was just, it blew my mind, a little 7-year-old mind. That's my favorite dressing. Up until then, it was French.
French.
French. Or Italian. I don't know. Or Thousand Islands. I can't remember.
Ooh, I'm glad we got that off our chest.
We've talked about all the salad dressings. Is there more? Are there more?
All the ways.
All the ways. Blue cheese. Hate blue cheese. Ugh, still do.
No, you like it.
I do.
Black and blue salad.
Yeah, I do. I like real blue cheese, not blue cheese dressing. Yeah. Just like crumbles. Give me some of that. Put it on a burger.
Oh, yeah.
Got to have it on some meat.
It's good with beef.
Beef. That's what's for dinner.
That's right. Oh, yawning.
Yeah.
What else? Okay, we did go see Sean Camp again.
Yeah. At the station,
it was one of his best shows.
I re-upped my t-shirt that I wore out from there, so I got a new t-shirt.
New station and t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
We stayed all night.
That's right, we did.
Went to OMG.
Yeah, that little thrift shop.
And we bought some albums.
Yeah, it was The Great Escape. Got an album or two.
You know, we said something about going to Grammys, but we didn't.
No.
We replaced that, I guess, with...
Yeah, we didn't really have time. Cause then we had two Walmarts to go to.
Right. Not that we knew that.
No, it was on the way home.
Why did we go twice? I don't know.
I guess because we went and then we came home and then we went back to to the drive-in and there was something else we needed.
Yeah, since we were close by, we went to the other one, the one in Kentucky.
Which wasn't the first time we had done that same trick.
Yep.
We'd done that, except for the drive-in part.
Right.
Hunger Games, bit unimpressed. You bought the book, ain't cracked the page.
Mm-mm. I should, though. Maybe it would make that movie better for me.
I think it would. It'd have to.
I'm not ever in my life going to say I didn't like that movie.
Yeah, but would you watch it again?
I might watch it again.
I wouldn't.
I would, but...
It's like, what the movie we watched...
I just wanted there to be more meat to it. Most of the action, if you think about it, happened off camera.
Yeah.
And was signified, or I guess is that the word? By a cannon going off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, right.
There's a lot of story going on somewhere when that cannon goes off. But you don't, I mean, that's the stuff you probably wouldn't want to say anyway. But, I mean, it was the movie of her trying to dodge all the killing and stay alive without having to kill anybody. And all the action was happening somewhere else while you were on her, and you hear the big boom and you know something's happened. But there was no meat to it. I mean, it was all about her dog having to kill somebody.
Yeah.
For as long as she could survive.
But, you know, when we just saw John Carter a few weeks before, and I know you loved it, I didn't much care for it, but I liked it better than that.
Yeah. You just made him some more something.
Yeah.
It just continued. Well,
it's made a gob of money, so, you know.
It continued to do the same thing for the whole movie. There was no, like, real, there wasn't a big lead into it.
Yeah.
You know? And I did think that. I thought maybe.
It did have our spliff partner in it.
Yes, it did. It did. Not Willie, the other one.
Yeah, Woody.
The other W.
Yeah, Willie and Woody. You reckon they just, like, get together and just hang out and chill?
Yeah,
and
they
not
do.
Smoke pot.
They play chess.
All right.
And Willie beats him.
I don't like chess that much, but I'd play it with Willie. I'd let him win.
I think it's chess. It could be something else. It could be dominoes. They play something and Willie wins.
Mm-hmm.
They gamble.
Not cornhole.
No, they gamble too.
Maybe I could talk them into a game of cornhole. They gamble on chess or backgammon?
Whatever, I don't know. I could be making that up. It's been a while since I saw it.
Let's go with it.
Yeah. Yep. When we run into Willie, and Willie, if we're wrong, you can correct us later.
Yeah.
Our little get together.
Yeah.
When, you know, because you have us over because you love us so much. We'll talk about it then.
Yeah. Maybe we'll let. Maybe
Willie, if you don't have us over, you can't dispute it.
Right, well, maybe we'll expose Willie to something he's never had before, like, you know, like Brussels sprouts or something. I have never tried these before, but I'm going to try them. Brussels sprouts. Brian and Tanya. He sings instead of talking. That's how he does. You would know.
Is that you're doing that to the tune where he goes, "If you had not a fallen."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know my joke.
To the ground.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts brought here by Brian and Tanya. Try this mad chronic. I laced it with formaldehyde.
Every once in a while, you hint at what you're doing. There's a hint, but you did go off the deep end. You started out good. Little hints there, little notes.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah, you know how to. You know how it's gonna go down. That's how it's gonna go down.
So what else of fantastic stuff have we got to talk about?
I don't know. Thought briefly about training for the Moonshine Walk and Stagger, the big 5K run coming up.
Yeah.
It's a week, month away.
About your happy birthday, Amanda.
Yeah.
Today is her birthday. Brian's first sister, Amanda.
I don't think if I run, every time I run, my knee gives out, so I just don't think it'll work.
Translation.
I'm lazy. I mean, I'll give it a go, but I know what'll happen. Every time, it's just happened every time I've tried to run.
Yep. I can't believe I don't have my old Mercedes anymore. But that's all right. This car, there's a lot in this car. It kind of makes me think of that one, though.
Yeah.
It don't feel that much different. It feels newer.
Yeah, it feels newer. Feels like it might run a week or two.
We took our mirror down.
See where you're turning in.
Yeah. What's that called?
What is that called? It's a giant mirror.
It's not concave. It's something like that, though.
Yeah. Looks like a giant mirrored contact lens.
Yep. We got it back up so our mail lady doesn't get ran over and we trying to put our mail in the box.
Or anybody. It's a big dangerous curve, you know.
Yep. It is.
I don't know if it meets the neighborhood code.
Yeah. He's saying that like there is one.
Yeah.
We have been sitting the shit out of our porch.
Yeah, we have.
We've been watching our house almost every evening, and we sit on the porch and do nothing.
That's what...
We do a little scramble back and forth on our phones to each other.
Yeah.
We'll draw something.
Right. Watch it roll by.
And then today, we listened to our last podcast to see if... Because since it had been a couple of weeks to make sure... That we didn't talk about something we'd already talked about. But guess what? We are not even sure that was us that recorded it. Because we don't remember any of the stuff
that
we
said. Not a lick of it.
We're like, really? We talked about pee? And we talked about...
I don't think we listened to the one before that, though.
No, I mean, one was probably identical
to probably, the other one. Yeah, we don't know. That was the one where we a bunch, though.
Yeah, we have nothing open tonight.
Yeah.
You just got us and our fantasticness.
Yeah.
Fantastic-ness.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any of it.
Yeah, we're like, we talked about that. We said that.
I talk about stuff I didn't even know I knew about.
I'm so
I surprised myself. I'm like, what?
I am saying that.
I'm so smart.
Crazy. Well, as usual, we go... That was good.
Yeah, that's funny. That's a good joke.
Oh, that was the other thing, too. Like, we would say something, and then we, not knowing what we said, would make a joke ahead of time.
Joke.
And then we would, when we finished listening, we would realize that we'd made the same joke.
What's bad, though, is when you think of funnier jokes, if you'd have just said this and that, you know.
I ain't like that.
No, I do that. You don't. That's the difference between us. That meat lovers
was gold.
Yeah, that's a good joke.
It was gold, Jerry.
It was. Here we are again.
Oh, no. I quit. No, you're doing it. Trying to make me wrong.
Yeah.
Well, how much specialness do we need to...
Yeah, I think this is it. We've rambled on for about 40 minutes.
We'll look and see. We want to be precise.
We won't give everybody their...
We might ring out
something. Money's worth.
We might whip something out that nobody'd ever suspect.
32 minutes. 33 minutes. That's plenty.
Oh, shoot fire.
Let's wrap it up.
What else have we done? Let's think about it. Blah, blah, blah. We need some game show music right here. We think. Do, 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 do,
I don't know. That trip to Nashville was pretty,
You know what was really good about that trip?
The shower.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, I took a long shower.
Both of us got out with like one of those cheap red hot dogs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It is hot. It's like standing.
What is it?
And I stayed
8 gallon water tank? 6 gallon water tank?
It's six small. 6 gallons.
6 gallons. That goes in a hurry.
Yeah, that translates into about 3 minutes of shower.
Yeah, you can shave one ball in 6 gallons. I'm just kidding. I don't do that in the shower. I do that outside on the porch. I'm going to do it all on the porch. Do it all. I'm going to get one of them, you know, those big metal tubs that you wash clothes with?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to get one of those.
The one I wash clothes with? Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah. And I'm going to put that on the porch and just fill it up with water. It'll be my hot and cold tub. In the summertime, be a cold tub. Wintertime, hot tub.
Yeah.
I'll just fill it up with wintertime, hot water.
You just talking about like a little one? Like you could be all wadded up
in it. Yeah. I'm just going to get. I'm just going to butt in it pretty much.
Balls to the wall.
Balls. You know, float around. I'm going to get some of that ivory soap that floats so I know where it's at.
I didn't know penises could float. Well, I mean, it's an obvious thing, but I remember when I was babysitting, I used to babysit Jason and Tracy, and Jason told me, said something about my pee-pee. He's little. My pee-pee floats like a can on the water. I was like, it does? And that, I was so intrigued by that. I was like, really? I didn't know they did that. So they do that? That's what Jason told me.
I guess.
He was probably only like four. I don't know.
Not something I paid much attention to.
He was old enough he could bathe himself, so I wasn't in there when his penis was floating, so I don't know.
Needed that clarification.
Yeah, he said that, though.
Yeah. I've never really noticed the buoyancy.
Oh, yeah, yours doesn't float.
I don't know. Probably it's all that weight. You know? Keeping it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just thud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, like an anchor.
It's like that Warney book they saw and I joke about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That guy got a kick out of that.
Yeah.
He laughed. I made him laugh. It is a funny joke, though. But you have to have visual for that.
You know what I miss? Brownies.
Yeah, we tried brownies.
Yeah.
And our lopsided camper. Okay, our camper, because everybody was worried water wouldn't run off the top of it. Why? I have no idea. I don't know what's going to hold it on there. But we have to.
Water has to be flying off this thing when it rains. Yeah. The angle that it's up.
Don't even get on the. Yeah. On the
drench.
Yes. You will. You have a dry thread. But they said we can't make it level from end to end because water needs to drain off of it. So they didn't. And it just turns out that our bed is on the end that's downhill. Yay for us.
Yeah.
And then not only is it not level end to end, it's not level side to side. So that's the way we've been rocking. We won't know what to do.
So our brownies.
We will try to walk on a level
lopsided floor. And they don't cook right, so it was horrible, so we threw that big rock out and
now lopsided brownies.
Our ankles are getting fused on a hill, like they're like, you know, ligament damage where we're just leaning like this going up the hill all the maybe not, but you get what I'm saying.
Well, we've got back damage anyway.
Yes.
From laying around in here all the time. We have decided that we're in a...
state of...
Yes, we're just waiting. Something like that. That's all we do is wait.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
We're not going to exercise. We're not going to get out of the bed except to go to work, and then we'll come straight home and go back to bed and eat our dinner in bed.
Yeah.
And... the only reason why we get up out of bed when we're in the camper is to go potty.
Maybe if we had bedpans.
Yeah, we need to get them. I'm all for it. Because we're not... whether we live or die, as much as we are concerned about getting in our house.
Yeah.
We are just we're letting putting everything on hold.
She's going to get me a night...
I'm going to continue to get fatter.
Get me one of them nighttime catheters. Just plug it in.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed.
And then when that house is built, we're going to come out of the cocoon. We're going to turn into butterflies.
Yeah. That'll be glorious.
Yeah. All right, then that's special.
Yeah. So.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. And if this was a video.
And people could see what we're doing.
And people could see what we're doing. You know how I would end it?
How would you end it?
I would do the Hulk Hogan thing where he goes, I can't hear you, and he does his hand flips his hand over like to one side. What?
Then the
other side.
Bring it in.
Like,
let me
what,
hear it.
What? Because the Hulkster is about to come up.
Should we talk about if it was good or bad for you? Look at how he's